You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Zak the Mechabin Reish Mem, Hilchas Kibbut Aveh. Tzarech Lizar Ma'od Bekavit Aveimo V'Mora'am. Better be very careful. Umikamaka. Ein Bezdin Kaifin, as we saw in the Gemara, that he tied him up to whip him. And this one said, no, it's Matan Tzarech Schar T'chsuva B'tzida, so you're not Kaifin. Umikamakam in Bezdin Kaifin al mitzvah kibbut aveim davle mitzvah say shizman scharek suva betzida shein bezdin kof malah.
Now this is because the biggest punishment is that you lose the
tzara. How would you learn pshat? This is how I said on that Rashi. I was stunned with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says like lavanita glase, you don't have to whip him. The punishment is that you don't get that tzara.
Right.
But you're not whipping him. You're whipping him because he wanted to do the mitzvah. So who cares? It was so funny. Since the Torah wrote the punishment, wrote the schar, why did the Torah write the schar? To tell him you don't have to whip him. That's why the Torah wrote the schar. It looks like Rashi's saying, every mitzvah is schar, why do you have to write the schar? No, they wrote...
Only some mitzvahs.
Rashi, I learned pshat in Rashi.
Not every mitzvah is schar.
Every mitzvah schar.
Not like Richas Yamim, not like that type of schar.
The Gemara says it means Olam Haba, Yom Shekul Aruch. It doesn't necessarily mean in Olam Hazeh. Schar mitzvah Amaleika.
But the Pasuk still says the schar.
What is the problem with you? What did this guy do, for example? The Bezdin says, you got to feed your father. And he says, I'm not feeding my father.
Right.
Okay, and so you could try to feed your father.
That's not
you don't have it.
That's so fine. We're learning a Taz.
You're feeding your father.
Can you take that one?
That's
good
enough, yes.
Oh, look who's here. Oh, you can take one. Yes, he's here. Okay. I may be short here. Okay. There's one over here, Yossi. So we have one left for three, and that's
next
it.
Next season doesn't make a difference.
That's it. Yossi says the Taz. He says it's a beautiful Taz, Yossi. I went light, Yossi. I was going to do heavy chtichatz for Nas Nevela, you're a daya. I was preparing for an hour and a half. I said, this is too hard. I was drowning. I said, this is too hard. I can't.
So that's what it is then?
This is what Rashi learns. We're talking about Kibra Ve'aim. It says, you don't whip. A mitzvah say, that's what we're going to discuss tonight, this big Taz. A matan schar k'suva b'tzida. A mitzvah say that it says the matan schar that you don't whip. So I asked the question, every mitzvah is schar. Why did Torah write that mitzvah, the schar in that mitzvah? I argue that every mitzvah is schar. So why did Torah write the schar in that mitzvah? I'm sorry, Chaim, you have an hour on that? Am I good so far? Oh boy, Jordan. Yeah, you scared me, Yossi Sali. Okay, well, I have one from other
Tzviel. Torah said it.
So, so Rashi seems to learn. Rashi was bothered by that kasha. So Rashi said, it said the schar here that this is instead of whipping. Don't whip him to do it. If you don't do it, you lose that schar. That's why it said the schar there. That's how I'm learning Rashi. Now, how about you learn pshat? I'll tell you. So, as I said in the daf,
so
Rashi's a pellet. Rashi's a pellet.
You won't get the schar then. You could say the same thing by everyone.
But it didn't write that the schar there. It wrote that the schar there to tell you there. That's how Rashi learns. To me, it was Tumur. You know what I would say? But I, Lule Divrei Rashi. Bashim Shat Nigimar. What's the svara of, you're not Kaifa, Matan Schar Tzuva B'tzida? Why? Adrabba. See, it's such a chutz of a mitzvah. It should be more Kaifa. So I thought like this. The Gemara says, and Mimashki Machavi Chatois. You don't force. You're not mamashkin. Why? Because the guy wants kapara. You don't have to. You don't have to force him because he has an incentive for the kapara. That's what I would have learned. You're not mamashkin. It's a seishes words. Because the guy has the incentive. That's how. That's why I said the daf. Right? That's the pashut pshat. Rashi says this pshat. I was blown. So David quoted the Rashi. So you have to learn up the Rashi, but why didn't Rashi learn Pashup Shat? Where it says by Chatois, Mashkan Chavi Chatois, since the Kapara, people have the incentive to do it. So that's the Pashup Shat. The Torah gave a schar, so people have incentive. You don't have to force them, because they'll probably do it anyway, because they have incentive. Okay, let's see the Taz. Now the steers in Ramah, okay, we'll do the Taz, let's see the steers in Ramah. Beper kol abasa, Isa Achi, the Gemara in Chulin. He was mechabit his parents. He wasn't giving them dinner. He wasn't serving them. He went to Rav Chista and he tied him up to give him Malkus. Kafte lal kosa. This kid isa mitzas shei. Shein adam rotz lekayim makanos achetetze navsha. You whip him up, achetetze navsha.
Isn't that Malkus?
Achetetze
navsha or 40 Malkus?
No, this is, that's the excise. We're going to learn on that. That's the next thing we're going to study. That's what we're going to study next. Let me show you. Like every mitzvah, the mitzvah is in Exubis. Mitzvah say.
Every mitzvah
say. Yeah.
Don't we say makinosa acharotza?
No, when you don't want to give a get, so kofen acharotzani. That's when a person refuses to give a get, when it's mechuyev.
Here we do till we kill him?
So it's a machloikis acharotzani nafshe, if it means till you kill him, or it's lav dafke, it's ad v'ad b'chlal, Allah ad v'lo ad v'lo ad b'chlal. V'ikler Rav Mari, v'amah shivku. Rav Mari said, leave him alone. The Tanya, Komitzah Shizman Grama, Shizman Schoit Batsida, and Bezin Shalmata Muzurim Aloha.
How was Rabbi able to say something to Bezin of Chista? This is the Bezin of Chista. Rabbi was a side person.
So he taught, say, you forgot an important halach. Taught him an important halach that. You don't whip. It's Matan Shchos Rav Yosef Chista didn't know this. Veishlahak Shmi Yerushalmi. She retrieves our Ramban. Tosfos in Baba Brasa quotes the Yerushalmi that Bishmo the Ramban quotes it. Via Beis Yosef Vichoshemish Vetzimat Sadi Zayin by Hashavas Avot. There's a mitzvah say to give back a mashkin. Everybody knows if you take a mashkin, you have to return his pillow at night and his clothes during the day. It's a mitzvah say she's matan schoik suv b'sida. Hashavas avoit is a mitzvah she's matan schoik suv b'sida. Kim sheish matan schoik b'sida b'komokayim. So the Rosh Hashanah says, Hainu shemalimu habezdin enei mizeh. If bezdin looks by, they don't take note, looks away. Ein aleim einesh, v'amim rotzim l'kuf v'shiz bi'adam. It's Yerushalmi. And Tosfos in Baba Basra quotes this, the Ritzbah, one teretz. Remember we said the Gemara in Baba Basra, koifin al staka. The Gemara says he whipped him on staka. It's staka's mitzvah. Say, Tosfos has to be a chulin also. So Tosfos in Baba Basra answers, based on this Yerushalmi, if you want to, you could. If you want to, you could. So that would answer the Gemara Babasra, and that's one of Tais Tevitz from Baba Basra. So
what's the halacha if somebody has a mashkin and he doesn't want to pay?
You know that pay. You have to give back the mashkin. Tamav has to give back to the love every night.
Every night
if he refuses to give back the pillow at night.
But at the end, do you have to give back the mashkin?
Yeah. Well, he takes
if he doesn't want to pay. Do you keep the mashkin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's worth 10 times as much?
No. No, Pash is not. You don't keep the amount that he owes you. You can't keep more, I don't think. Anyways, the sugya is in Bava Metzia. So it says there, so Yerushalmi says that Rishus and the Ramah in Tzadi Zayin, Hilchas Mashkin, the Ramah says that Rishus be Adbezdin. Ramah, it's a Stephen Ramah's. Here he doesn't quote it. So the Ramah in Hilchas Mashkin says, if you want, Avim wrote some Lakufo. Over the air in Sadi Zayin. Because Meshav Mari Khan Rav Chista. Freight the Taz. Taisis Ersis and Baba Basra also. So what did Rav Mari tell Rav Chista? Shavku. Rav Mari told Rav Chista. Dem wrote a Shaper Kofeu. So it's very schwer. Rav Mari told Rav Chista Shavku. Ein Bezin. But Yerushalmi says, the Ramban quotes it, Tosis quotes it, that if Beis Din wants to, they can whip it. So why did he listen to Rav Mari? You were Rav Mari. So he said, yeah, I want to whip him. I can whip him. We're just not mitzvah. If you don't whip him, you don't get punished. But you could whip him. Of Mordechai B'Nar Mispatza, maybe Yerushalmi has that. Because of Allah, if Ulfiza, Lokosha, Hadamim Yerushalmi, coming to Kedushin. He brings a Mordechai. That he says that according to this Yerushalmi, lo kasha adamim Yerushalmi, pekame the kedushin, havayu kol shmu osay beririnli, halavai all my halachas will be clear, kadod de kofin aben lazuna av, that you force the son to support the father. Over kol abasa meshavku. So, you know, the Yerushalmi says, the answer is, you could. The Yerushalmi says, it's burr that. You can force the son, so it's no stira, because you could do it if you want to. So this is his kasha to Mordechai. Harishlo hiksho rak hani trei mili desasin adodi. Tani b'Yushalmi amar shekof mazonav. Yushalmi says, you force the son as kibbut of aim to feed the father. Remember, it's a machlokes in Kiddushin. Who pays the bill? Who pays? Yeah, it's lazun.
If there's a cup of water, you don't want to give it to
him. Yeah, you have to, you feed him. Who pays for it is a machlokes in Kiddushin. We pashkin misyal av. You have to pay, but you have to serve him. Vihi mitzis aseish man schobitzidu. Perkolobosar ama shavkuhu. And perkolobosar ama shavkuhu, leave him alone. Vitiritz alzeh. And the Mordechai answers, "Dai the kof aben I mitzad rotzen abezin. If Bezdin wants, they have the option to do it. Al amasha. So, but amashek shino. He didn't answer the Tazis kasha. Al amashek shino lo tiritz klum. The Mahavi Rav Murray moditanya lachloika Rav Chista. See, it's funny. The Taz didn't see Tosfos Bababas. He asks his question." The Taz asks, the Mordechai answers, the steer of the Yerushalmi says, you are Kaifa. He says, okay, like the Ramban, Yerushalmi holds, you could be Kaifa. But what is Rav Murray tell, Awagmar Chulin? What's Rav Murray? He untied him, he said, you don't do it. If Chista wants to do it, he can do it. Over Tazpeh Kamba the Babasa, Kotshem Ritzpah, the kosvu, I don't think Tosfos says this. Maybe I'll look again. It's levels. This is what they write. This is what they answer.
Why the
Chalik Pitzin
says
right, so Enkov means, so Lichod is another teretz. It's not to the Yerushalmi, the Bezdin has the right. Or Mishumachi Amar, Shavku Kolomar. So this may be the Mordechai, but it's not in Tosfos. Mishumachim Shavku Kolomar, Shikar Sisim Lo B'yomak B'yush HaKviyah. Beautiful, an interesting pshat. Must be in the Mordechai. You tied him up, right? That's enough. You don't have to beat him up. You already embarrassed him by tying it up. So that's enough. Tosfos doesn't say that in Baba Basra. Just see, it looks like the Taz is quoting Tosfos in Baba Basra. He must mean the Mordechai. Because Tosfos in Baba Basra brings the Yerushalmi, Haritzpah Nira, Dodein Bezdin Muzamitz Aseish, Lang Masida, Hanudein Ne Noshif. And that's normally Bezdin gets punished if they don't do it. Matan Sechab Sida, they don't get punished, but they have the option to do it. Frey Tosfos from our Gemara in Chulin, why did my Mari tell me Shavku the Kavtu Vanu Ushavku Hachi Perusha? See, Dosis learns a little bit of a doichuk. Ein chemuzarim lachrich achiyasek shamitzus asay. You're not forced to do it. That's all he meant. Or Rav Mari meant the Torah of Chista. You think you have to force him? You don't have to force him. Like mitzvahs asay that you have to. Peasant has to force him. So it's funny. So why did Rav Chista say? So let him go. So he let him go. Yeah, but see, Tosfos didn't bother Tosfos. Okay, if I don't have to do it, I won't do it. As if Rav Chista thought, you have to do it. Tell him I don't have to do it, so he let him go. That's what Tosfos says. This is a new teretz. This must be the Mordechai, I guess, because he quotes Tosfos and the Mordechai. But Tosfos doesn't say what he says. He learns the levels that mitzvah say, do atzitzei navsho. Man schar b'tzidi, just do a little bit kfiyah. So, Kolomar, so the first wide line, the Taz says, Shekhrasi Salobiyam Biyush Akfi Ala Ahmed. Okay, so that's it. Nira Dachi Kaimon. That's how we paskan. Dachi Kaimon. So, what does he mean? You do a little Biyush, or if you want to, you can do it. See, we have two approaches here that Bezdin does either a little forcing, or if they want to, they can force. Dachi Kaimlan, Dafgol Shevia Beis Yosef, come and see Mirech Memches, the low Kaimlan Karitzba. The Beis Yosef says, we don't paskin like the Ritzba. The Ritzba is like the Ramban, he brings the Yerushalmi, a Kachokim Lov, Hayulin Tzedaka. That's the instruction, Osama Filuk Fia Gedoyla. By Tzedaka, you beat the guy up, Fia Gedoyla. Why?
He doesn't want to give tzedakah.
So Tosfos gives four tzedakah. If a guy doesn't want to give tzedakah, you beat him up. Kfiya gedayla. You know what bothers me? If you hold makano so at shetetze nafshay, means that Tzeitzei Nafsho, it can't be optional. See, what bothers me, Bishlam is Mechuyev, okay, Bezdin is even, but if you can say it's optional, and you say that Tzeitzei Nafsho means even if you have to kill him, so you can say, oh, it's optional, if you want to kill him, you can kill him. If it just means you beat him up, okay. But if it really means, like some learn, Achitetze Nafsha is really up to that, if he doesn't give in, you're going to kill him. So that's optional. It's very hard to say. That's optional. So I can hear it's optional for Bezim to force him to beat him up. So he says that Lagabi Kfiya Gemur, the Taz is making this chiluk of Kfiya Gemur. He quotes it from a Mordechai, I guess. It's not in Taisis and Babasa. He seems to be quoting Taisis and Babasa, but it's not. But it's probably in the Mordechai that he says this chiluk between Matan Schoit Krubitsida, you don't beat him up. A little Kfiya you do. A cholak al Yosham, chen iker. Ken gam kan in kibur of aim. In Ratzu Bezin osim tzas Kfiya. So he's learning that the Ramah says, you don't do, if they want to, they can do a little bit. So it's interesting. So he's learning tzaskfi is also optional. And as he's learning that this chilak of the levels is that you don't makna sachiz an avsho, but if you want to, you can do tzaskfi. He's like combining both teirutzim. He's combining both teirutim.
Or you, if you want, Bezdin could just leave him alone. It's like up to Bezdin.
It looks like not. Yeah, right. If they want, they can leave him alone. If they want to, they can do ksas tfiya. V'avishlo kosev kan ramor klum mizeh. Ramor doesn't say anything. Enze kedai las chilukim bedavar mefurish. See, the Smar writes in Choshen Mishvit kosev lo kan mekir Yerushalmi delel. The Yerushalmi writes the Ratzu kofim and Yenshos ha'avot, only giving back the avoid, I say, Shekofen Osekim Shamashkin, Preses Aloyve. He says, you whip to give back the avoid. This is what the Smar writes there. That you whip to give back the Mashkin, Preses Aloyve. Mashkin and Kibud, Lo Nochon, Lo Chalib Chaklal, Kemish Enkan, Hochal Mitzad, Shishmin Ramah, Lechav Khan. So, see, the Sma writes also someplace else that Tosis argues with this Yerushalmi. In Tosis and Babasa doesn't bring the Yerushalmi. Tosis and Babasa gives two terutzim. Why you koifan staka? He either answers, it means verbal kfiya. Literally force him, just pressure, or he learns because there's a lav. Taz gives two terutzim here in the chulin. Why are you coughing on staka? It's man schar tzida. Taz says this theorem, Babasra and in chulin here. And here in Babasra he gives four terutzim, here he only gives two terutzim. He answers, doesn't really mean kfir, they just pressure him, bidvarim. And then he answers that it's a lav. You know what the achronim ask? They ask that by mashkin it's also a lav. Lo sishka vavoytai. My mashkin is also alav. So if the teretz is by tztaka is alav, so then my mashkin, you should also be kaifa. Because mashkin also has alav. By lav lo sikpos is yadcha.
You could be also with a penny. We're pruta.
You don't want to give anything.
Well, maybe whatever you have to give. Whatever you have to give, you have to give. You know what I mean? You know. What, I know tzvi like Taisus teretz. My Rebbe also, Rab Nachum, that Taisus says, this is what Tais says, and this is what my Rebbe Rab Nachum Lerm Pshat. Tais says that they were makabel aleim. Tais and Babas, it's one of his four terutzim. So I'll tell my Rebbe what, say maybe that's what Tais means. It's my Rebbe's terutz. He says, lav, ritzpa. Then he says, aikvi b'dvarim, third tais, vo terutz. Dachol kiblu aleim shikufo son agabai. Kiblu aleim. So my Rebbe Lechod, the simple answer, my Rebbe Rav Nachum said, and he said, maybe that's what Tais means, is that it's a city, it's a city law. It's not a midin staka. It's the city, just like, you know, sometimes in this city, the Mechayiv, give X money for the mikveh, give X money for the Erev. The city has a right. So Rav Nachum wanted to say, maybe it's a hilchus of city, chiyuv ve'achotza. And he said, maybe, so Reb Nachum said, Efshur, that's what this means. It says, Kiblu Aleyah. So he means, it's Chov the city, because I think Tzvi like that Teretz. So I told him, maybe Taisa said that. That's my Rebbe. It's not Mashma that way, and Taisa so much. Taisa says, Kiblu Aleyah. Shiakufu, Osan Hagaboy. They're Makabal. They made up. So you could learn, it means Chovas Ha'ir. It's like a local legislation that you have to give tzedakah, not al tzilchus tzedakah.
That's and if not, they'll be able to force you.
Right. They made it up. That's in the rules of the city rules. It's Lawrence rules, the city rules. Okay. So see, the Shach says everybody holds like the Yerushalmi. The Ramah didn't say anything here. He just relies on what he said earlier. See, the problem is the Ramah here mentions nothing. He just says, Ein Kaifin. And then early in Choshev Mishpat, the Ramah brings the Yerushalmi. But it's interesting that, you know, that the Taz is learning this thing of different levels. See, I don't know maybe it's a Mordechai, but there's no hint to that in the Ramah. The Ramah in Sadi Zion just says the Yerushalmi, if Bezdin wants a whip, doesn't say it's a lesser of a whipping. See, this is the Taz brought this two levels of whipping. I mean, he seems to have a mark, I guess, the Mordechai. See, he quotes it from the Taisus and V'chein HaMordechai Sham Gam Keni V'Yerushalmi D'Le'al V'Kosvu. And it says V'Kosvu, he must be V'Kosav. Dein Kofim K'fiyah G'doyla. Taisus doesn't say that. This is where the Taz makes up the different levels. So there are two issues. Does a Ratzu mean a full-fledged whipping? Or Ratzu, like the Taz brings from the Mordechai, I guess, that you whip a little bit. Okay, so now let's learn about the Meshavah that I mentioned.
Can you be somebody Meshavah and Tadav?
To Tadav in every mitzvah say. If a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah say, we don't believe in freedom, democracy. It's a theocracy. In Eretz Yisrael, if you don't keep the Torah, they beat you up. You have to keep the Torah. You can't say, I don't feel like sitting in a sukkah this year. If you don't build a sukkah, they'll beat you up. I should say nafshay. What?
Really
of course, the mechuyev to do it. The mechuyev to do it.
That's
what we're going to learn. That's what we're going to learn now. That's a big machlekes, then the sivis, the ktsais. Now we're going to learn this ktsais. Yeah, in America, people in America are not comfortable with this. It's funny, because I have a nephew that hates democracy. Like he doesn't like the whole system of this democracy, this freedom. I mean, do you see where it's going? I can see why, but here's philosophically, I would say we're lucky. Because if it would be a theocracy, it wouldn't be Judaism. If it would be Christianity, we'd all be in trouble. But my nephew doesn't... Right, that's what I agree. But I have a nephew who doesn't know the way. He's got a brilliant guy. He's not a dummy. He's like very well thought out guy, but it's like a chiddush tikka shita. Let's look at the Meshavah, the next sheet. Makes it worse except for all the others, right? Nothing is perfect. Okay. Yeah. Ocham Zela Shinai. Gamash Kosov. Rabbi said the sugya. Shibud the daraisa. There's a lien. Shibud lav daraisa. You only have to pay a chov. It's a mitzvah. See, if shibud the daraisa is a lien in your estate, Bezdin goes down and takes your estate. If shibud the lav daraisa. So it's a mark subis fevav. So you only have a mitzvah to pay up. If you don't do the mitzvah, Bezdin beats you up, like all mitzvahs, I say. See, that's the mark of the Gemara in Ksuvos. That Bezdin Kofin, look, Ocham Zelushoy, second column in the Meshavah, top column. Gamash Kosov, the Shibuddha Lav Daraisa. If Shibuddha is Lav Daraisa, there's no lien. Mm-hmm. What? Okay.
What happened to Bechira? We don't have any more Bechira?
That's the truth.
Right, you mean... You're like in America, you have the freedom to sit in the sukkah. Not. You don't want anybody forcing you to sit in the sukkah. Sorry, that's Judaism. Okay. Well, we have Bechir in America. You mean when there's Eretz Yisrael, we have Malchus. When we have Malchus.
It's a good point.
Okay.
Well, they'll beat you up to build a sukkah, then you don't eat in the sukkah. And they can't follow you around 24 hours a day. You have Bechira.
I don't think his mitzvah will be worth anything if he's doing it because they're beating the hell out of him.
Yeah.
He should want to do it because he wants to do it. Because Hashem
said, I know. Most American people are uncomfortable with this din. Okay. You're not the only one yet. Gamash Yikosef, Dishibuddha Lav Daraisa. Abezin. The left column, the first Oid Shan, the first paragraph on the left column. Kama Shikasav. Tishibuda loved Araisa. Vabezdin, Koifin, and Bezdin whips him to become the mitzvah. By Bezdin, Dafka Lachafoisai. You need a Bezdin, don't you ask? The Ksois writes that if a person doesn't want to pay a chayv, and you want to beat him up to pay the chayv, you need a Bezdin. A Bezdin Koifin, by Bezdin, Dafka Lachafoisai. The hedyos, regular people, lav b'nei isui nino. It's lav b'nei isui. So this is what the Ksois writes. Oicham zelushon. V'nir lafidus day. Did the lay say? Nah. The Siva says, wrong. Wrong. Anybody could beat him up. Ki gave him the dummy losa sukaveno osa. Since it's similar. That's the Gemara says in Ksubis. This is the Gemara you'd see that people are uncomfortable with. If a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah, you beat him up. He came in the dummy list, say, Sukhavedosa. The Kofidosa Kaima mitzvah. Kaloda mitzvah. Everyone is commanded. It's not only Bezdin. See, the Ksais assume you need a Bezdin. Kaloda mitzvah. Lafish Chaver me Issa. It's a Gemara Baba Kama. Lafish Chaver me Issa. Filoshenu Bechlau Bezdin. If your Eved Ivri doesn't want to leave and he's living with his shivcha, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, you beat him up to stop, you lie to hit him that he shouldn't sleep with a shivcha. The Eved Ivri went free. And in the Gemara in the third pack of Baba Kama, called himself Yishchaver Misa, Yishenu Bechla Bezdin, Baba Kama Dav Chavches, Gabi Nitzah Shekola Yomav, the Yachu Rabba La Koisai, open Gemara in Baba Kama Chavches. The master is not a moan, just a regular Jew. He can beat him up like Koso. Afrisha may sue Shivcha. Zehu Asakos Advarenu Besifkat and Aleph. So Nesivis asks, the Ktsai says you need a Bezdin to do Kfiyah. So Nesivis says, what do you mean? Anyone could stop another Jew from doing an Aveira. So anyone can beat up a Yid to sit in the Sukkah. Okay, so now we'll see. What? Okay, so now we'll see if that's a difference. That's what we're going to learn this Ksais about.
Based on what? Is there a difference?
You mean, what's this? This Gemara Baba Kama. You can beat him up. What's the mucker for that? It's a Gemara, but like, you want to know what the mucker is. They would stop a Yid to do an Isser. What?
He's not doing a mitzvah, and I have a Christ to make sure he does the mitzvah.
But this is not Veira.
Right.
You're stopping him doing the Veira. Any Yid, it's clear in that Gemara, you don't need a Bezdin. To stop a guy, you can beat up a guy. You can hit him to stop. See, the Gemara thought that I want him out of my house. You know, the Gemara thought, like, you know, if you're allowed to, just you want him out. The Gemara says, no. You're hitting him because you don't want to stop him from doing an Aveira. He's living with a Shivcha. And his time is up. V'timani. Ki kavana so lasigal dvareinu. His kavana is to argue with what we said. For misaseg ba'asag shel divrei taisis, and he's busy at asag shel al divrei taisis. Ki yirein sham api divrei taisis benuyim. The Ksais is arguing that my words are built on taisis. She kasvu demile de isui. Taisis says forcing yafin mashar tasim lefneim. And that's who has a kach to force. So we learn that from him. Tasim lefneim. You need a bezdin. You need mumchem. Demile de isui. Forcing, Yafin Meshed Tasim Lefneim, Vlavnei Adyaitis. So he says, I'm quoting a Taisvist, that you need a Bezdin to force. Ulidivya Machaber, he means in the Sivis, Imkain Hedyat Ba'alme, Yachalokov Agita. If you don't need Mumchen to force, so you don't need a Bezdin to force a lady to give a get. You mentioned Yitzi. A lady has to be forced to give a get. Can anyone do that? Of course not. It's puzzled daraisa. So you need bezdin. The koyach. You can't take the law into your own hands and force a guy to say to give a get. Just like the Gemara says, if goyim do it, see.
It's get musa.
It's get musa.
How does bezdin do it?
Yeah, but bezdin can do it. I the guy, he's doing it al karcha. Teretz says, he says, Reitzani. So why can't I do it if he says, Reitzani? What's the difference between Bezdin? Well, any Jew does it and he says, Reitzani. Especially if you learn like the Rambam, funny pshat, not like the Gemara's, you know, famous Rambam. The Rambam says,
deep down.
So if that's true, then you shouldn't need Bezdin for that. If that's the Svara, so why do you need Bezdin? This you have to understand. The Ktzos is saying it's an open Tosis, open Gemara, that for Kfiyah, you need Bezdin. Now, if the Svar, so what is the Svar? Why do you need Bezdin? So I don't have the Koyach to be Koyfa. But I did it. I beat the guy up, and he said, right, Sani. So he wants it. Tosis, he really doesn't want it. Vaislois, if you don't, the Gemara in Gittin is that way anyway. The Gemara in Gittin, because the Gemara in Gittin says, if a Goyim force him, it's not Chal. The Gemara makes the Chiluk, the Gabi Hedyos, Hedyotis, and Goyim, it's open Gemara in the end of Gittin. The Gemara makes these Chilukim. Open Gemara.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara says, yeah, no, not yet. Here's the Gemara. Right. Yeah. Get a ma'usa be Yisrael b'din kashal b'din pasal. Uvav del chachavim. Firecha get aim boy. So what says Maman of Shach? Agavi chachavim, the kaich to force? So the Gemara discusses. The Gemara says, if a Goyim should bezin, force, so it's a shtickle get. Fake Maman of Shach. Yovi chavim, I see ninu, should be kosher. So if they're not the Yisri, so it shouldn't pass, it should be nothing. Mifsa lo pasal means it's a get, but a shtickle get, pasal of her koyim, but she can't remarry. I'm Rabbi Sharsha. But we don't pass like Rabbi Sharsha. V'atar get musa but chavim kosher. That's what Rabbi Sharsha says. The Midoraisa, a bezin of goyim can force. I guess if a bezin of goyim can force, then any Jew can force, right? A bezin of goyim, is it better than any Jew? So Rashav she says that they get Musa of the Chum Kosh. I'm a puzzle. She collect where all the Vats was exerted of the Chum Kosh. We had Mel. So Gemara asks Kashes. El Hadra Rashi Rashi Badusi. The Gemara slugs up this Avmina. The time Mike. Okay. So I'm no Mechlev. So Gemara says, Abai Ashkir of Yosef. Yosef Gemara Isa Gittin. Abai Ashkir of Yosef was Koyfan Gittin. Only if Anan had Yoytis Anan. We just had Yoytis. And I need mumchim v'tanya harab tafen om kamak shet motzi shall go after me shet neim kedin yisrael shneim eil mishav shesel l'fneim avodik chavim l'fneim v'lo l'fneim adyaitis. So you know what the Gemara answers? We do the shlichas. So this is clear in this Gemara l'chayra that you need a bezdin for masan gittin, at least that Gemara in gittin. So Kzois brings it. Havadim boi asik l'mucha begittin. Kzois brings the Gemara. But the Yosef of Yosef Masagiti, only hunt in the flame of the Yotis, by Yosef and Shlich Sukavdina, because of Pashu Bar. So Idik Tsaisis, so why does the Gemara say in Baba Kama that anyone could beat up the Evid? For Isui, to be Ma'asi, you need a best. So why do you, so I every year, can, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the master can hit him. Mashamba bin Nitzchkol Yom Cholav Lakos, Lafishu Me Yusuf, Shifcha, Hain Lafishu Me Issa. That's the chel. Afrisha mi yisr. Chem yisharel chaver love of shatness. Posh tafilu b'shuk. You see if your friend reading shatness, you pull it off. You'll posh tafilu love, feel b'shuk. Avalakufa l'kai mitzvah seh. Wow. The Ktzos makes a chiluk lafrisha mi yisura, or to force him to become a mitzvah. Kal mishena osa sukkah, nosin stakkah, lezetzach bezdin dafka. To stop from doing an aveira, you don't need a bezdin. Stop a yid from doing an aveira, you can take the law into your own hands. But to force him to do a mitzvah, for that you need a bezdin. Why? What's the point of this?
Eyes are
one shabbat. Stop from this. You're from doing something. You're affecting
the positive
action.
So you mean, so for that, you can't take the law into your hands to make a yid do a mitzvah?
You're monayim, that you could do it.
Put a bezdin.
I'm not being
monayim, it's a shabbat ha'taisa. It's a bezdin. It's a bezdin. It's a bezdin. It's a bezdin
to enact something like that. Do they have to go with Rishon? They need aid and what?
Of course. They can't.
Okay, so that's why a single person cannot do it. He cannot judge and he can't be the judge.
You're lacking. You have to.
You can't do.
You don't have to judge. If a guy's wearing shatnez.
That's to prevent something, but to push him into a sukkah and things like that.
You have to make sure he's mechuyev. Make sure.
Whatever business to go through.
Even giving a straw that a guy should not do. He can build something to prevent him.
Well, you know how we learn Hasra. We learn Hasra means has to be Makabal the Oynish. We don't learn Hasra. We paskin like the Rambam paskins, like the Mar Sanhedrin. Hasra, you have to accept the punishment. So look what he says. He says more than Ktzais. The Gav Lafrisha mi Yisunami, Ena Lakol Ba'alma, a little bit like the Tazis Chilak. Lafrisha mi Yisur, Yekin Makin Osar Chetetse Navshai. The Gav Lafrisha mi Yisunami, Ena Lakol Ba'alma. You just hit him. Pull off his garment. Of a Bezinger cover, say, Makin Osar Chetetse Navshai. So he's making a Chilak. He's saying that you need a Bezdin. You can just hit the guy. You hit the guy. You can't mock him such a taste in Afshu. Is the Ktzais learning on Tetesh in Afshu means to kill him, up to killing him, yeah, to stop him from doing an Issa, a private cursing to do it. But just Akor Ba'alma. Kagom Ba'omis Tukeno, Sevelobis, the Elobis Surah, and Makno should station in Afshu. By Yisurah, you don't beat him up till he dies. Dharma needs to let him in Afshu. A bear is how you do it. He brings a riot, the big three. You can kill a guy to stop him from doing Avodah Zargi, the Rais, and Shvichas Dam. A Bavir say doom can ride if. You can kill a ride if after a person to kill him, or Achar Naira Murasa, Moshe Kanan Pogimbo, a guy's gonna be Baila Shiksa, Chas V'Shalom, Kanan Pogimbo, but you can't kill a guy of Shaisun, that's Ilba Nafsha, Lafshisu. So you hear what he's saying, Rabbi? He's saying that Lafrisha me is Sura, then you don't makina such as Nafsha. You can't kill him. So for that, you don't need Bezdin, you just hit him. You're only allowed to kill those few Averis. You're not allowed to kill a guy not to be over Avodah Zarah, right? Just Arayas, Kila Arayas, and Shechas Dam. You know, a Roidiv you're allowed to kill. You're not allowed to kill a guy. It's Yehorg Val Yavar. That's not confused. Killing him to stop you and Yehorg Val Yavar. Avodah Zarah is Yehorg Val Yavar. But if a guy's going to be over Avodah Zarah, you can't shoot him to stop being over Avodah Zarah, right? You can't kill him. You can only kill a guy. Ritzicha, Raidif, or Raidif Achana Murasa, or when he's going to abuse a woman, or Baila Shiksa, Kanan Pogimbo. So he says, Umzechichu Bali Musar, Harishainim, Dasei Chmira Melosa, say. Quotes the famous Ramban and Pashas Yisrael, Dasei is Mocham Lassas, and Elosa, say. The Masei Makin Osach Tezunafso. And I say, so this, you know what the Ramban says? Why is that say Muhammad and Elois I say?
Ava and Yira.
Ava and Yira. Because I say is an expression of Ava. Elois I say comes from Yira. So that's why. And I say is a bigger deal than Elois I say.
You can do it to a woman too.
What?
You can do it to a woman.
What?
Too.
If what?
Force her to go to Parshas, to listen to Parshas. Like
well, if she's Mechuyevis, we don't hold necessary women as Mechuyevis. I don't know why the Veld suddenly decided that women, the Chinuch says that women are not Mechuyevis in Parshas.
More complicated.
Why are women today, they make a vote to do that?
Same thing. No, they're my man.
Kill her. She doesn't want to.
She doesn't want to daven, right? Daseich mimilos to say, makin eshtenish avadai. Oh, so he says, in kvar oval, I say it's only before. If a person doesn't sit in the sukkah, you don't kill him. You know, he doesn't even get malchus. No punishment. If a person, after the fact, in kvar oval, I'll say, no shos al kum shikai masay, achitensi nafshav, lachufu lakai masay. Uvishari suri los to say, and it's not simba nafshav, lafishimi asinavels, trefus, lachos aboro. Now, it's not so boro at all. Rabbi Kivega, in Ksubis, he quotes it in the footnote. Rabbi Kivegin Ksubis says it's lav dafka los hasei vasei. He says it's before or after. It's dafka los hasei vasei. You know what it says by asei? Because a guy's not building a sukkah. Say bang on you, it's erev sukkahs. Misty, you better build a sukkah. A guy's going to do a veri. He doesn't announce it before. See, Bezin doesn't know you do the aveira. By los hasei's, they usually don't know you're going to do it till you do it. That's how Rabbi Kivega learns. Rabbi Kivega says there's no chilek. Tu dimbalosa say. Rabbi Kivega, he quotes in footnote 2. Hu dimbalosa say. Lefnei shavala say. Kofsa shalo yavar kamo basay. Tu dimbalosa. Lefnei shavar ali means losa say. Shalo yavar kamo basay. So Rabbi Kivega doesn't learn the Gemara. See, he's learning the Ktzais. Chilek sin asay and losa say. That it's we whip a guy at Shetetze Nafsho to do an assay, but not to be over los assay, we don't beat him up at Shetetze Nafsho. We just hit him. You're allowed to just hit him. But you can't beat him up at Tetzei Nafsha. So what does he mean, the Ksais? So what's the Ksais saying? That's why when the guy's doing Aveira, the Gemara Baba Kama, Yid is being all a Shifcha, so then you're allowed to hit him. Anyone can hit him. But to be Kaifa, to Tetzei Nafsha, to do Kfir, a Bezdin, which is Achetetzei Nafsha, for that you need a Bezdin.
And only by NSA. So finally, at the end,
Kofnash Tetzin
Tasha. Is that only by
Nasei, or Loisa says? So the Ksais, it's a Machlokes. The Ksais learns that only by Nasei. If a guy's going to eat Tafis, you can't beat him up. You can hit him, but you can't beat him up. At Shetetze Nafshai.
That's interesting.
Right, that's the Ksais's sheet. Okay.
So let's say the guy fights back, and he kills the guy that's...
Are you allowed to fight back?
What?
No. No, you're not allowed to fight back. You're thinking of the case. You know it says by Roidev, or you know it says fight back by it says in Sanhedrin by the Sugya Fastoya. If he was Zimri, would have turned around in Pinchas. He's a Roidev,
right?
Because that's extra legal,
right?
Because that's not your really mechuyev misa, just a special din that you're allowed to. So he's allowed to fight back.
Right.
But when Bezdin has, you can't fight back the executioner. When they want to execute Bezdin, you fight back and kill the executioner.
But I'm asking, let's say.
You can't do that.
Let's say he gets free and he kills the executioner. So now he's high misa for which one? For killing the executioner or still from the very part?
And both. I mean, he's a murderer. Okay, if he kills the executioner, he's a murderer.
So now he gets killed because he's a murderer.
You can only kill a guy once.
But I'm saying, but which type of murder does he get? Does he get for the murder of killing the executioner? Or for
the Avera that he was executed.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't fight back. There's no such thing as fighting back. Except by those cases. There's a Mishnah Melech, some say by the Goel Adam. There's a Shai, the Chazanish makes a Chiluk. The Mishnah Melech compares, maybe when the Goel Adam chases the guy, he can fight back. Maybe. Maybe the Goel Adam is chasing him, so maybe that's the Mishnah Melech Kler's thing, famous Mishnah Melech.
Even though
he's outside the Aramaic. Yeah, but it's not Mechuyev Misa, really. So Goel Adam is a right to kill him, so maybe he could fight back. Maybe. That's a Mishnah Melech. I think the Chazanish is pushing. Not, but by you find that open Gemara fighting back, but that's what you would think of Yitzchak Gemara Sanhedrin by a Kanon Pogimba. Like on Bogobo, it says Zimri would have the right to fight back.
Right.
Because that's extra legal. It's not really, you're not Mechuyev Misa if it boils a shiksa.
Right.
So, Kanoi and Pogimbo, it's a heter for Kanoi to do it, but he can fight back.
Right?
To avoid a Chil Hashem, whatever, but he can fight back. It's ironic that he's still considered a Roidev, even though he's doing a Maisa Kanoi, a Maisa Tzidkas, but he's still a Din of a Roidev. It's Takapela, but it's a Gemara. That's a Gemara. But doesn't mean you can always fight back, Bezdin.
No, I'm not saying that he can fight back. I'm just saying what happens if he did fight back.
So Lechor, this is Tali. A lot is this Tali in what it means. Mag. So the Ksais is saying there's two dinim: hitting a guy to stop him from doing an iser that you let, but you can't mak him as such states in nafsha. So what the Ksais learned is he making a chiluk like the Taz, different levels, hitting or it means you can take a killer. Mak him as such states in nafsha. For that you need a Bezdin. It's for that you can kill him. So what's in the Sivas hold? Sivas holds all. See, what is the sheet of the Sivas? The Sivas holds if you can hit a guy. See, that's clear, the Achrayim say. By get, and to Botzi moment, if you need a Bezdin. Everyone agrees that's open in the Gemara. That by Bezdin, you can't, the private guy can't force the guy to give a get. You need a Bezdin for that. The question is, do you need a Bezdin to stop a guy from doing Averis and forcing a guy to do mitzvahs? See, the Nesivus holds, if I can hit him to stop doing Averis, I can hit him to do a mitzvah. Maybe the Nesivus doesn't learn, Makos Shetetze Nafsha means you can kill him. You beat him up, just like you can beat him up so he shouldn't sleep with a shifcha, so you can beat him up to do a mitzvah. That's the Nesivus holds. Tzai holds no, this din of makamos chains and options midin kfi of bezdin. You need a bezdin for that. So according to the nesivus, the other achrayim, makamos, it could be they learn different shot. The makamos chains and options means you just you're allowed to hit him. You hit him till he says okay, I'll do it. Just like when you hit him in Baba Kama. Don't say how much you can hit him. You can hit him till he stops. You're allowed to hit him. He's not leaving your house. He's sleeping with the Shivcha. So you're allowed to hit him. Says, you're allowed to hit him to stop him from doing the Aveira. So who says? So it's different dinim. Stopping to do an Aveira and forcing to do a mitzvah. It's much more. So what's he saying, Lexis? I can hit him to stop doing an Aveira. But a private guy can't hit him to do a mitzvah. Why not? I mean, the Ketzayis holds it's a bigger inyan to do a mitzvah than not to do an aveir. You know, Essay Doichalosis, the famous Ramban, is why it's Essay Doichalosis. Famous Ramban, Essay Doichalosis, because Ava trumps here. That's why Essay Doichalosis. Because it's a bigger deal doing an aveir than not doing a mitzvah. See, Essay Doichalosis is counterintuitive because it's worse. To do a lav, you see, you get malchus. If you don't do a mitzvah, you don't get any punishment. So why is that Siddokha Loisa say? That's the famous Ramban, that Ava is a bigger deal than Yira. So Essay is Dokha Loisa, because Essay is a kiyum of Ava, and Loisa say is Yira, and Ava is more important than Yira. Sometimes think that Chassidim, you know, it's like a debate between the Briskas and the Chassidim. The Briskas are into Yira. Yira Shemaim, Yira. The Chassidim are more into Ahava. They were into Ahava. It's an Orachayim. I sometimes mention this Orachayim. How did Moshe Rabbeinu refuse Hashem so much? He refused Hashem so much. So Orachayim says, a Yid has to have a Mizuk of Ahava and Yira. When you have too much Ahava, so you're not so medaktik in the letter of the Lord. Orachayim says, you have Ahava, so you become a very intimate relationship. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not saying this myself, Chas v'Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have calibrators, he had too much Ava rather than Yira, so he was able to refuse. So I was say, and so he says, you have to have a perfect combination of Ava and Yira that you don't become too intimate with Rabbi Hashem. If Moshe Rabbeinu refused Rabbi Hashem, it was a sign that his Yira, his Ava overcame his Yira. So I would say that Chassidim, the Taka, are not so medaktik in the halacha sometimes because the ikah is Ava. So when you have Ava, you're not as medaktik in the letter of the law. Briskas, you know, like the Haredi, the classic Haredi, is we're very medaktik, very Yira, but we're missing the Ava. You know, I noticed in the Sfar Makdosh and Mesil Sesharim that he says that how do you achieve to do a mitzvah Shem Shemayim? Mesil Shem says, the Kavod Hashem is not your action, it's your heart. Mesil Shem says, you do things very good, but really Boshem wants your heart. How do you get your heart connected to Hashem? Mesil Shem says, to Hachonis for mitzvahs. Hachonis. So I say, what do Chassidim do? What do Chassidim big on? By the Chassidim, the Iker is the Hachonis for the mitzvah. What's by the Briskas? The Briskas, they take the Eskrig, they bring it to Poskim, Zahirus, is it kosher, is that a bletel, is that a this? The Chassidim take an Eskrig, they go to the mikveh and they say Tillim and they daven for an hour. Is that, because the Chassidim, as I said, I found in Mesil Sesharim, that to purify the heart, you need a hachana for a mitzvah. So that's why the Chassidim, they're very big on hachanas for mitzvahs, because they want the Liba. Because they know that the Ikav of Hashem is the left. Says one of my wise students says, Basil Shem says you have to have Zahiris also. He wants you to be a brisker in careful to do the mitzvah and a tyra to have the purity of motive. So you want to be a brisker, a combination. A brisker when it comes to the kashrus of the Esrig and like Chassidim to do hachanis for the mitzvahs. But it came out, Anias Daiti, it's like the two chalakim of Klal Yisrael. The Chassidim are working with Ava and they were working with motivation. They want the motivation for pure. So they do hachanis for the mitzvahs. By them, the ik is the hachana. And they're right, because the ik Hashem wants is the lev. But the briskers, they're worried about zihirs. They want to be yotz for the mitzvah, the yira shemayim. They're worried, they want to be Mekayim the mitzvah. That's sometimes what I think. But we should be both. We have to have Zahiris and we have to have Ikiris.
Like a mezuzah.
You have to have a combination, Avanira. You have to have the combination.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.